Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville Fire and Rescue Chief Cal Wyman as he discusses helpful safety tips to keep people safe during backyard 4th of July celebrations. As we are a couple weeks away still from the big event for you guys, 4th of July, it seems to be a big event for every fire department across the country as we have see an increase, obviously, in EMS calls as well as fire calls and stuff like that. But right now, obviously, in Iowa, people can go out and they can purchase fireworks at this time, a time where you see a lot of hesitation when it comes to 4th of July because of the COVID-19, expecting more people to be staying home, getting family get-togethers, things like that. So when it comes to, first off, you know, these fireworks being able to purchase now, I just want to ask you, Chief Cal Wyman, when it comes to this, you know, what is the proper way, or what are some tips for when people are storing their fireworks to make sure they don't have an accident prior to the 4th of July?
Yeah, probably the biggest thing would be, you know, storage right now is, you know, in a safe place. You don't want to store them in your home. Don't want to store them next to a heat source, you know, things like that, because, you know, it is an explosive. If it gets to the right temperature, it can go off. So, especially, you don't want to store it in areas of your home, and definitely not next to heat sources.
Now, obviously, like I said, due to COVID-19, we're expecting more people to have family get-togethers, things like that outdoors. More potential for kids around, family members around. I guess when it comes to fireworks, just what are some overall safety tips people should remember, especially with young kids and especially with major family get-togethers?
I think one of the biggest things you see with fireworks is people think sparklers are safe. Actually, they're not. They burn at like 1,800 degrees. So, you know, everybody does it. You know, I was a kid, I played with sparklers, but it's really not a safe alternative. There really is not. Snakes and stuff, you know, they're burning at high temperatures as well. So, you know, just use common sense, have a water source. If you are using sparklers and stuff, make sure you have a place that you can put them that you're not gonna just drop them in the yard so somebody steps on them or grabs one by the burnt end and ends up burning their hand and stuff.
Now, when it comes to also backyard fireworks as well as, you know, family get-togethers, some people are possibly going to have their own shows, even though here in Knoxville, the use of fireworks is banned. When it comes to those family shows, is there a proper distance people should be getting? Is there proper, you know, just safety tips when it comes to that?
There is. Obviously, you don't want to be standing right on top of the fireworks when they go off. The stuff they sell, you know, through the tents and at the stores isn't as big as the stuff that, you know, you would see at a regular show. So, you know, the distances aren't as great, but, you know, you still want to be a couple hundred feet away. Your spectators want to be a couple hundred feet away just so they're not in the fallout path of the fireworks. Like you said, you know, it's illegal to shoot them off in town here, so you know, shouldn't be a huge issue in town.
Now, when it comes to family get-togethers, obviously we've already seen a couple legal burns here and there. We've seen, you know, you guys will get called out to a big bonfire that gets out of hand or gets just really large but still is under control, I guess. So when it comes to those family get-togethers, people more likely are going to have those barbecue grills, going to be having those backyard bonfires. What do they need to remember when it comes to staying safe with everybody that they're going to have around?
Just distances and what you're burning. Obviously, your charcoal grills, your barbecue grills, you know, you don't want them on next to your house. You don't want them next to your decks or on your decks if you can help it. That's wood, and wood will burn. Even the composite decking will burn at the right temperature. As far as fire pits, you know, Knoxville's fire ordinance is pretty open, but we do ask that, you know, you try to keep it contained into a ring. Use only firewood, so anything with, you know, we say you can use the smaller stuff to start it, but inch and 5/8 in diameter, firewood, no dimensional lumber, no trash, no, you know, 2x4s, things like that. We ask that it is actual firewood that you're burning in your fire pits.
Now, when it comes to, obviously, 4th of July being one of the busiest days of the year, if not the busiest day of the year, for fire crews across the country, is there any message that you have just to people in general about that day?
You know, it's a great day. We need to remember what the day is for. You know, celebrate with your families, have fun, but be safe while you're doing it.
Thanks to Knoxville Fire and Rescue Chief Cal Wyman for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcast.